This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Adam Brown. Date of birth, August 30th, 1963. Case ID number is 5350573. Date of exam, April 27th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Rio Grande Regional Hospital dated 8/5/2022. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old divorced male with four children who presented to my office with his daughter for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident, comma, hypertension, comma, and left knee surgery with trouble lifting his leg. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2014, where he worked at a furniture company for approximately 35 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a rented house with his daughter and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, left cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia. Number two, hypertension. Number three, left knee surgery and trouble lifting his leg. History of allegations. Number one, left-sided cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia. History. The claimant states that on August 17, 2022, he presented to Rio Grande Regional Hospital emergency room secondary to having a hypertensive crisis, which was diagnosed by his physician in the office. The claimant went on to have an evaluation of his heart, but during that time developed a cerebral vascular accident of the left pons area of his brain, which resulted in a right hemiplegia and aphasia. He was diagnosed with a left cerebral vascular accident of the pons area with a right-sided hemiplegia. The claimant presented with decreased balance, comma, decreased vision of both eyes, comma, aphasia, comma, but no seizures or syncopal episode. And his mental status appeared to be intact at that time. His residual symptoms include a right-sided hemiplegia with aphasia and no problems with increased problems of balance and decreased vision. The claimant still suffers from dysphagia, but his cognitive function appears to be intact. The claimant has no problems with seizures or syncopal episodes at this time. His limitations include not being able to walk, comma, only able to stand for 5 minutes, comma, not being able to climb stairs, and needing a walker or wheelchair at all times. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write with the left hand, comma, use a coffee cup with the left hand, comma, but is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift more than 2 pounds with his left hand. The claimant was in rehab for 4 weeks. He is presently on aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, and clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with a left-sided pons area cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia and dysarthria. The claimant does not have any problems with glutination or passing food through his throat. His condition is guarded, but appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1995, he was having severe frontal headaches and blurred vision. He was diagnosed with hypertension on a routine physical exam and states that he had not had any symptoms prior to that time. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, but has had problems with a cerebral vascular accident of the left pons area with a right hemiplegia and positive nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 122 over 85 mmHg. He is presently on nifedipine 60 milligrams ERQD, hydralazine 50 milligrams TID, and losartan 100 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable and well controlled at this moment. Allegation number three, left knee pain with surgery secondary to a meniscal tear and a anterior cruciating ligament tear. The claimant states that in 1997 he fell on his left knee while at work and injured his left knee. The claimant went on to have arthroscopic surgery for a anterior cruciating ligament tear and a torn meniscus. No fractures were sustained, and the surgery went fairly well. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain he usually feels daily. The claimant, because of his stroke, is unable to walk at this time, can stand for 5 minutes, but cannot climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift more than 2 pounds above his head. He is able to drink from a coffee cup, but with his left hand. The claimant has an assistive device, which is a walker and a wheelchair. He presented with his wheelchair. His physician was Dr. Maria Arango. He is now seeing a family health center in Mission. His medications include 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD, PRN for pain, which does give him some relief. He does no other physical activity at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 54. From suicide. He also had hypertension. The mother died at the age of 80 from diabetes mellitus, renal failure, and hypertension. Medications, nifedipine 60 milligrams ERQD, hydralazine 50 milligrams TID, losartan 100 milligrams QD, clopidogrel 75 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 80 milligrams QD, acetylopran 10 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hypertension, history of chronic kidney disease, cerebral vascular accident of the left pons area with right hemiplegia and dysphagia, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, left knee pain secondary to a history of torn meniscus and anterior cruciating ligament tear, history of coronary artery disease and cardiomyopathy, major surgeries, incision and drainage of a neck abscess, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking a 12-pack of beer per week for 40 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit, weight 225 pounds, height 6 feet 0 inches, BP 122 over 92 mmHg, second reading was 126 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 103 beats per minute, respiration 20 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 31, general. This is a 59-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age, who presented to my office in mild acute distress. He appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant does have dysarthria, and it was difficulty understanding him, but his cognitive and memory appeared to be fairly well intact. Could you drop down to HEENT? Down to the third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant has had right eye cataract removal with a new lens placed in and still has a left eye cataract formation. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor hygiene and multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the left side. Confrontational visual fields were mildly abnormal, especially for the left side. Snell and vision, OD, was OD uncorrected is 20 over 200. Pinhole is 20 over 200. OS uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. The claimant is unable to see out of the left eye because of cataract formation. He has not gone back to the ophthalmologist, secondary to lack of funds. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted. However, the claimant does have some pedal edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. To drop down to neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had mildly decreased thought processes, but his memory was only mildly abnormal. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact, except for problems with dysarthria. The claimant is able to swallow at this time. Cerebellar function. The claimant gait was not able to be evaluated. Secondary to the claimant being wheelchair bound. The claimant did come in a wheelchair and was unable to get out of the wheelchair. His hand-eye coordination was abnormal and finger-to-nose was abnormal as well. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the lumbar sign was unable to be evaluated secondary to the claimant being wheelchair-bound. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper extremity and also of the lower legs. Joint swelling was noted in both lower extremities. No erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to do ranges of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities, and to a mild extent to the left lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is not able to flex more than 90 degrees and has severe weakness. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise and from a sitting position and was unable to get out of his wheelchair. The claimant was unable to get up and down from the examination table. He also was unable to walk on his heels and toes. The claimant is unable to walk at a tandem rate. He cannot stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires a wheelchair or a walker at all times. He is only able to stand for a few minutes. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +2/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2-12 were basically grossly intact except for his function of his tongue, which is associated with his dysphagia. /dysarthria. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was +2/5 for the right upper and lower extremities and +3/5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand and normal for the left. Functional capacity based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects. And handle objects with the right upper extremity, but is able to use his left upper extremity. He hears, but does not speak well, and does have dysarthria. There is some evidence of joint deformity and possible a dislocation of the right shoulder The claimant does have right upper lower hemiplegia. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength for the right hand at +2/5, and for the left at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant does show some muscle wasting and severe fatigue for the right upper and lower extremity, as well as the left lower extremity. The claimant does have some limitations in his visual fields and marked decreased vision of the left eye secondary to cataract formation. He is unable to communicate very well without some limitations secondary to dysphagia / dysarthria, and does have severe restrictive limitations in his workplace environment secondary to a debilitating cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia. Probable diagnosis is left cerebral vascular accident of the pons area with a right upper and lower hemiplegia. Confirmed with physical examination, claimant appears to be severely limited in his function at this time. Number two, hypertension dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 122/85 mmHg, which appears to be very well controlled. Number three, left knee surgery with decreased ability to lift the left knee and with decreased function. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have a history of a anterior cruciate ligament tear with a torn meniscus, which was surgically repaired back in 1997. We were unable to evaluate his knee very well, secondary to him being wheelchair-bound. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Adam Brown.